The show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riv. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in here on a Friday. I know that a lot of us are great and happy to get to the weekend finally, and I'm going to get you through this next hour to get you just a couple of hours to your destination of getting off of work and enjoying a great weekend. Well, if you're in the Houston area, you will notice there's a lot of clouds out there back and forth. We're getting scattered showers here and there, but we haven't really had a rain this year. I think it's around everywhere, but we haven't really had a rain that just pound down for days at a time and blanket the entire Houston area. It's kind of weird because most of the time we have some good rain, and most of the time we have months that we just go through almost 2 to 3 weeks of showers and flooding. And it's good that there's no flooding, but it's pretty dry, and it's been a weird summer. Usually August is one of the rainiest times as well, and we haven't seen anything. And it's just amazing out there, just everything that's changing around and everything that's happening in different parts of the world as far as the temperatures and as far as just the different types of places that are not getting the elements like they usually get. Amen. Well, that kind of leads us into our topic today, and using the weather to talk about relationships. Yes, that's true, my friends. Before I play our favorite tune, remember, I'm on Chat Tango. You can go right there on the bottom of your screen or on the bottom of the player that you're looking through. Wherever you're listening through our broadcast, you can talk to us through Chat Tango. It's a little box at the bottom. You don't even have to sign in. You just send us something anonymous if you'd like. It's fine. Main thing is send us your prayer requests. Send us information. Now, if you start a chat with me, I'll be chatting with you while we're doing the show. So sometimes if you hear a little bit of a pause while I'm talking, it's probably because I'm chatting on the other side. I try to multitask. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I want to welcome all my friends that said they were going to be listening to me today. I got a lot of calls and ran into a lot of people that they said they're going to be listening today on Friday, the 21st of August. And I hope that you're enjoying the show so far. And we're going to do some crazy things, and hopefully I don't embarrass myself in front of you. But I'm used to having a crowd, used to talking to people, so it should be okay. Now, our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. That is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. And you can also email david@revmedianetwork.com. And I ask those that email david@revmedianetwork.com if you can include the information. I try and keep that email address mainly for people that are wanting to get onto the broadcast or find out how they can join or basically become partners with us. The Rev at Midwatch with the Rev is basically just anyone can send to there that's listened to the shows, has questions about the shows, and wants prayer, specific prayer. Sometimes people don't want to call in or even chat because they're afraid I'm going to mention this on the air. I'm going to open up my email address as well, and that way, if you want to go to email, you can. And at the bottom of the screen, there is, you know what, I don't know for sure if it's on there. I know one of these email addresses. I'm going to have to check that. I'm going to have to check that and put both my email addresses down on the player when I'm doing my show. Because I know a lot of people out there would rather, because when you're chatting, you don't really know who it's going to. It shows my name, but you may not believe it goes to me. So we'll go ahead and put the other thing on for you. That way you can figure it out. Amen. Well, our best way to get a hold of us, of course, is through email, or you can call the 800 number at 888-241-0768. You know, we haven't had many calls this last time, so I'm hoping we can start utilizing that. We pay every month for our service to have the 800 service, so don't worry, it's toll-free. It's one of the costs that we factor in when we do the ministry budget, so we're prepared to pay every month for it. That's why the giving that those that do give helps a lot, and that helps a lot that you're praying for us. I believe the prayer is helping a lot as well. And I think that each one of us out here, we need to do our best in helping each other. I was at this funeral this past week, and I believe, you know, like my cousin passed away, and that's where I was at. And I noticed that my cousins all have different types of churches. They all have that they started as well, and several of my cousins are in the ministry, and it's a good thing to see them getting into that. There's some that have been serving for quite some time, just as myself, and there's some that just recently started doing things for the Lord. And I just, you know, think that's a great thing, because I see them having the same questions I used to have on my face and how to get things done and what to do. And now I can see how I can help them. But what I'm saying is the contact, the relationships. You got to have relationships. You got to have people out there that you're helping. You got to have people out there that you're ministering to. People out there that you can relate to and talk to, because you don't ever want to get yourself on a trapped island. The same thing goes with your relationships at home. The same thing goes for the people that you are involved with. I'm praying that you're not involved with several people, but you know what I mean. Whoever you're seeing, or whoever that's part of your life, and whoever is that you're married to, or that you're dating, or having in your home, I want you to know this, my friends. You need to be able to have a strong relationship with them. And strong relationship means this. A lot of people get so strong in the relationship that they don't rely on anyone. They think they can get through it. They think that they don't need to share with anyone or try and attach themselves to anyone. When I'm talking about healthy attachments, a healthy attachment, I would think, would be a strong best friend that is very, very, what would the word be that we could use? Neutral. I guess neutral would be the word. Someone that's not always going to favor you, but is your best friend. You know, remember what I taught you and what I continue to teach you. Your best friends need to be, if you're a guy, a girl, only because if you're married, it's going to create problems. I've seen it all the time in counseling, seen it all the time in preaching, that if you continue to allow yourself to have someone other than your spouse as your best friend, then you're going to have problems. I know I have a show that's called Partners, and every time I do that show, or every time I do that sermon, because there's a sermon that goes along with it, and, okay, our email is open at Midwatch with the Rev, so the Rev at Midwatch with the Rev.com is open. So that's a cool thing. So, Partners was basically one of our very early relationship shows. And there was a sermon on there that I was teaching at the church, and I took some of those things and made a show out of it, went a little bit further. It's actually in my book, Almost Out of Grace. You can get that at my website, on this website, or any other of my websites that I have out there. I think that Partners was well received because I covered one thing right away and directly. When you said, I do, when you said, this is the man I'm going to marry, this is the woman I'm going to marry, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. When you said that, when you made that commitment, when you made that faith it with God for this person, and you've prayed for this person, and this person is now in your life, when you did all that, and you believe and you received, that sounds pretty cool, you believed and you received, when you did that, that person's supposed to be your best friend. Only that person. Now remember, the word of God says that you are joined. The two become one. They are no longer twain, but one. The word of God says in Matthew and Mark, they are no longer twain, but one. What God puts together, no man can put asunder. In other words, no man can take apart. And then you got to remember what the scriptures say. Also, about nothing is stronger than the word of God. It's like a sharp two-edged sword, able to divide both bone and marrow. So the word of God cannot work against itself. If the word of God says that no man can take your part, the scriptures say directly in the word of God that any man that putteth away his wife except for fornication or adultery, for adultery, is in adultery. So what is God? God is very specific. We're using God's word of God. We're using God's logic and God's reasoning in his principles. We're using godly principles in the truth. People will ignore this. I am not trying to ignore it. I'm trying to bring it out to you. You are one with the individual that you're with, no matter what. So when there's a wedge put beside you, when there's something else that happens that is not supposed to happen, that is not supposed to come into your life, when some surprise comes up, then we're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to deal with that. We'll be right back. We're going to play a quick commercial about our ministry, Rev Media Network, our station. God bless. We'll be right back. I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Rev Media Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of Midwatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through
through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is David Yannis, the Rev. I know that that's the monarch that I use, the Rev, and it's stuck with me since the Navy, and I've enjoyed having it, and a lot of my things have it as well. You know, Rev Media, Rev Ministries, Revelation Ministries, it's all mixed in there. It's all good, amen? It is all good. Well, I just finished hearing that commercial that was playing, and that was about our publishing website. Not as many hits as I expected on that, but that's common. We're getting out there, getting a name out there. I tell you what, it's one of the greatest values for self-publishing, though. Very great value. I mean, we can get you published, get yourself in all these stores and everything. Now, it's up to you to make the foot traffic for people to buy your book, but your book will be available anywhere books are sold. So we are still working on the marketing part of it. We haven't really offered any marketing. We're still going through marketing for my couple of books and seeing how it works in the Christian atmosphere. I'm not really concentrating on anything else but the Christian section of book publishing and book marketing. Because really, I'm a publisher, but I'm really not a publisher. I'm not a publisher looking just to make money. I'm a publisher looking to put Christian books out. So if you can get the idea. I know we're going to make money because you can't help but be blessed when you're doing good things for God and you're putting the Word of God out and you're helping people. So if you wrote a book or if you're writing a book, it's important for you to understand how to put things together and how you get your ISBN and everything else. And I can get that for you. I can help you with that. In fact, I'm going to update my website. There's a lot of updates I have to do on the website. So I just need a couple of days that I'm not running around and stuff, that I can actually get that stuff taken care of and get that stuff put together for you. So, my friends, we're talking about relationships. That's what we're talking about. And we got to get our relationship song if we're going to do that, right? So here it goes. Hopefully we get this going. Hopefully I do it right this week. Last week it was kind of, or beginning of the week, it was kind of weird. So we'll see how this goes. Ready? Here we go. Relationships. On the Midwatch. Every Monday, every Friday. With your host, the Rev. Yes. One more time. I like that. One more time. Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Relationships. All day. Monday and Friday. From 2 to 3 with the host on the Midwatch, the Rev. Only on Rev Media Network. Now, that wasn't pre-recorded. That was actually me. And as bad as it sounds, you probably believe that. Anyway, my friends, God is good. God wants good things for your house, good things for your spouse, and good things for you. He does. God wants to see you live a victorious life, so I encourage you to get into a church, get into a good Bible-believing church, Holy Spirit-filled. Know that you have empowerment from God, and use that for the things that you need in your life and helping others. Amen? What keeps you... What is keeping you unhappy? Seems like we covered something of this before. Title seems familiar. Most of all, my titles seem the same. What's keeping you unhappy? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. We're talking about partners. We're talking about originally the I do that you said when you got married, that this was your best friend. And I feel I tell everybody this a lot, and it's very true, that the moment you allow anything, work, entertainment, friendships, to impart or actually to create a wedge between you and your spouse, there's a problem. You ever seen movies or you ever been in the situation where someone says, I'm just tired of this relationship? I know I've shared this before, that there's a lot of people that I've seen over the years just get up and get out of a marriage. Just got get up and not stay there anymore. They just get up and walk out. And then you go over there and ask them, why'd you do that? Why did you walk away? Why did you walk away? Why did you stop? Why? Did you stop caring? Did you stop loving? Did something happen? Did I do something? And I'm telling you, my friends, people are so sad nowadays because they're left to take care of their home alone. People that have been married 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Well, on this past Monday, not only was it my birthday, and I'm going to tell you guys a secret, that I got married on my birthday, so I wouldn't forget the anniversary. Is that bad? It's kind of bad, I think. But either way, it was the best birthday present that I ever had. And one that you can't take back. Just plain. I'm going to get something from my wife in Chat Tango in a minute. Let me go check, because I know she's probably listening. But I'm telling you, my friends, it all comes down to this. It's not prioritizing. It's not minimizing. It's standing strong. You can't prioritize. I need to prioritize my time to spend with you. You hear that in counseling a lot. Well, you need to make priorities. You need to make things happen. You need to make things work. Now, I think, honestly, I really think that people that have relationships that they think it's worth having need to work on them. But if you're married and you said those vows and you said, I do. If you said, I do. Then you shouldn't quit. You shouldn't. It should not be easy for you to quit. If you're a Christian and you're following God and you're saying and you said I do, then you need to try to make things work. Now, why am I saying that? Because if you read the Word of God and if you follow God's Word, it doesn't look throughout anything I have read that it's easy to get in and out of relationships and get married and go somewhere else and get married and go somewhere else. Some men of God and women of God have made a career of that. And I'm going to tell you why. Revelation right now, baby. Right here. Revelation here. Here on the Midwatch, we do some revelation. I'm going to tell you why. I'm just playing with you guys. Because the problems weren't resolved. Today we're going to do another segment on exposing lies. So when we do that, I want you to understand that God is not the one telling you to leave your relationships and move in and out of them. God does not want divorce. The Bible says it. Or says it. Was it says or says? Either way. I don't know. We'll figure that out later. But I'm letting you know right now that God does not want divorce. As a biblical healer, not that the Bible got to be healed, but you know what I mean. And I do belief therapy. I don't think, unless life endangerment is the issue, everything else can be worked through. Now, I don't know why I'm going on this. Maybe there's someone listening that needs to hear it this way. I'm being very direct, but very loving in a way. And we covered this, I think, at the beginning of our station weeklies in July. We did. We covered this. That is why this looks familiar. I'm wondering why it looks so familiar. And no, I did not pull this out of an archive to use. When did you notice you were losing their attention? That's a question I want to ask you. Look, I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you want to call, you can. You don't have to give us your real name. But you can give us a call. We're going to open them in just a minute. Going to see who's out there and who's listening. I really want to see who's listening. I really want to see what's going on. So I want y'all to think about that for a second. If you want to call. Because I want to see if anyone's got a specific question that they might ask. And don't worry, we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. Okay, our studio line, and I have not opened this line very much for callers to call in, but today on a Friday, our listening base isn't as strong on Fridays as it is throughout the middle of the week. Mondays and Fridays, is like on any station, on any network, is probably the toughest days to get people to hear. So I try and do different things on Fridays. That's why we do the relationship things on Fridays, because hopefully that'll get people to call in. Hopefully that will get people to give us a holler and let us know what's going on in their lives. Encourage them to stand by their radio or by their computer. Now, we're on Ustream now, but you can pick up our broadcast on Revelation Ministries or Rev Ministries or right here on RevMediaNetwork.com. It's simulcast through all my browsers at the same time. Pretty neat how the internet allows you to do that. What would cost thousands on a regular station cost pennies on the internet. Now, I know for a fact that people out there are thinking or have or have been through this, and we're going to keep talking about it. Our studio line is 281-973-2134. Our studio line, again, is 281-973-2134, and the first caller will give him one of my relationship books. We're being generous today. If you want to call in, you can. We're going to leave it open for about 10 minutes, and I'm going to keep talking on the subject, but if we get a call, we'll go with the call. If not, it's all up to me, baby. No big deal. I continue to do this every week, every day, every month, throughout this year. I will be on this station at 2 o'clock. Amen. All right, my friends. Let's keep going with this. There are so many things that are keeping people from being happy. And one of the things is an unhappy spouse at home or you not happy going home. And we're trying to uncover these things. We're trying to see what's going on in people's lives. So I think we need to ask ourselves this. And we've asked it, but we're going to ask it in a different way. When did you see that they were losing attention or when something changed? Usually you can tell when something's changing that something's happening. Now, that's going to go alongside with what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes. In our third segment, we're going to talk about exposing lies, and then we're going to finish off with the scripture of the day. So, when did you notice things were changing? You know, before, we could control things. We could. Think about this with me. Before we go to another break, think about this with me. And then we'll go to a break. Before, it was just a telephone. And maybe you went to the store here and there to get things. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, so just continue with me. Now, can you remember the time when cell phones weren't everywhere? I can. That there wasn't cell phones everywhere? That they were very expensive and the minutes were very expensive on a cell phone? I mean, they're still expensive in some ways, but you can get a cheap phone for very little money. I mean, I think they have one plan and one company that you can just buy. They're like $40 a minute, and it's unlimited local calls or something on a cell phone. Now, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. But if you need a bigger network and stuff, then you have to go with one of the name brands. But before, it was just a regular phone. And maybe a cell phone down the road. And then pagers as well. The pagers kind of went out the door now. I don't even see them hardly anymore. Maybe doctors carry them or I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this right now. It was easy to see the change coming when they didn't have so much electronics around them, so much responsibilities around them, so much things to keep people moving and moving and moving and moving. Because have you ever noticed a couple when they're going through a time, when did we start changing? When did we start falling apart? And when you think about that, you start wondering, seeing that there's so many ways now. Emails, texting. You know, it used to be that we can see the disruptor. We could see the destroyer coming. It used to be easy to spot. But the scripture says, watch out. Watch out. Because the wolf will come wearing sheep's clothing. So in other words, it'll come familiar, inviting, that you wouldn't feel threatened with it. And that's where you get that. You know, you don't feel threatened with a sheep, but you'll feel threatened with a wolf. You'll feel threatened with the wolf. So my friends, I'm going to tell you this. It used to be easy. It used to be real easy because we could see the change, the disruption, the destroyer coming. It used to be easy to identify. And we could see what was separating us. We could see what was taking us apart. But now the sheep comes in. The wolf comes in like a sheep. Oh yeah, I got a wolf. One more time. The wolf comes in like a sheep. What is coming in to your life? What is have you allowed? And that's the basic thing that you have to remember, that you're the one that allows things in your life. No one else. You can't make excuses for anything. You're the one that lets that person in your life. You're the one that lets that job interfere. And it's not really just a job. The job, yeah, we want to be successful and stuff, but it's something more, something deeper. And I'm going to tell you this, my friends. By the middle of the fall, we're going to be covering deeper things in relationships. Deeper things. I've taken you as far as my knowledge on different things of relationships, and I am constantly studying, constantly praying, and constantly bringing things in that this stuff, I just feel more comfortable talking with you about it. And there's stuff that I teach and preach that I'm going to start bringing more on this station. I've only let you take the surface level of what I've had in relationships, but I know that God has more in there for you, and I'm going to dig deeper, write more shows on relationships, and we're going to find out why you keep going from divorce to divorce. And you know what? You're going to have to identify the lie. And we're going to identify it, and we're going to fix you, and you're going to have a blessed marriage, and you're going to be able to walk. The phone lines are still open, 281-973-2134. That is our studio lines. We're going to leave them open for a few more minutes. No callers yet. That's fine. Don't want a free book. That is okay. And no, family members are not allowed to call. They've been all asking for books. Go to Barnes & Noble. Go buy one. Go to Amazon.com. Don't try and disguise your voice. I have caller ID. I don't know what you're calling. Your name will pop up. But just to think for a minute before we go to break. We're already going into the third segment. So let's go and take our break real quick. We'll be right back. God bless. I'll play a quick promotion about my book. And it's about relationships, so it goes and it fits. Amen.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. This is David Yanis, host of Midwatch with the Rev, and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can. gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at revministries.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis. God bless you. We've been talking about relationships. We've been talking about what's keeping you unhappy. We covered the I do's, meaning that you're committing, and I'm going to give you the definition of I do. I commit. I honor. I respect. I love. This is my best friend. And only a best friend. Because I tell you what, you're going to share things to your bestest friends that you wouldn't share with anyone else. And that secrecy should be with your husband, should be with your wife, should be with your partner. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole show on partners. You can listen to that show, Partners. I've recorded it. It's on my website on relationshipseries.com. Just type in partners, and you're going to have to type it in capital because when I put it in the archives, it just... Our archives are kind of messed up, and I have to get time to fix that. I need a lot of time to get a lot of things done. Or I need to get some staff to help me get some of this stuff done. Now, we're talking about what's been keeping you unhappy. Why are they walking out? And one of the reasons could be one of the lies. And we're covering 20 lies in 20 shows. We've covered three lies already. This is going to be the fourth lie. We're going to cover that. I'm just looking for some music to play for our exposing lies. I think we agreed last time. When I say, and the phone lines are still open, 281-973-2134. Let me see how this sounds. Exposing lies. That don't go. We need like dun dun dun. Something like that. That's what I need. I don't have a dun 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 though. Let's see. I have a lot of sound effects. Oh, this might be good. This is what we're gonna use. Yes. We're gonna use this. Exposing lies. Here we go. Exposing lies.
22. Please repeat your transmission. I can't copy you.
What do you think? I like that. Because we're going to expose lies. I sound like some British type thing. I don't think I like this one. Oh, here it is. This is it. This is the... When we do exposing lies... And we're this, because this is serious. This is stuff that you believe in. People believe in this stuff. And we need to crack... the whip on this and break it. Amen? Here we go. No, I don't like that one either. I am still looking. Hold on. We're looking for something in this, and we're going to get through this. Amen? We're going to find out what we need here. No, that's too loud. Okay, I gotta go back to my sirens. I guess we have to use that siren. That's the only... Are we gonna use this one? I have to lower it. It's pretty loud. Hold on. Okay, before I lose my audience, I'm gonna quit and behave. We're gonna just use one siren. Here it goes. And then we do this.
Southeast Division.
Connect Aware Pack with 6-4.
I'm 5-9, copy, Alpha Charlie.
Control 3-2-4, can you put me out on the scene of the accident?
2-2, please repeat your transmission. I can't copy you.
All right. Exposing lies. Here it is. Lie number 4, which is actually number 3. I kind of went out of order. The overgeneralization lie. The overgeneralization lie. You see a single negative event as a never-ending pattern of defeat. The truth. One circumstance never establishes a pattern. The Christian life is warfare. A Christian will fight many battles with ethics, morality, spirituality, temptation, etc. One seldom wins every battle. What the Christian has going for him or her that a non-believer does not have is the promise of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now remember in Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darknesses of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." There will be many opportunities in our course of life to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 to 2 Timothy 4:7. The battle does not excuse the believer from taking responsibility for his actions. So the overgeneralization lie, in layman's terms, that you see an event and you think this event has destroyed your life and destroyed a pattern. You are not cursed. There is not a conspiracy against you. You are not destined to be damned. You do not always make mistakes. You have to understand, my friends, that you are not going to be the one that's going to win all the time on everything. You're going to have fights and temptations, and you got to be able to stand for them. But one circumstance will never establish a pattern. Remember that, please. And that is exposing lies.
2-2, please repeat your transmission. I can't copy you.
Amen. Amen. I hope you're writing these down. I'm going to have to get permission from Dr. Carlin, but as soon as I do get permission from him, if he is available, I think he lives here in Humble, according to his book. But I'm going to be able to get some of this stuff and put this on our website, because I really think these lies will help. Exposing lies will help. My friends, if you need counseling and stuff, please visit my newest website, keepingmymarriage.com. See, now I'm going to have to do another commercial for keepingmymarriage.com. And I'm telling you, we want to help you. We want to be able to touch people's lives, minister to you, help and treat you with the Word of God. Not medicine, but the best medicine, which is God's Holy Spirit. And why I'm saying that that way is, I want you to understand, I am not a licensed therapist or licensed counselor in the counseling world, but I am a belief therapist, and I heal and work with the Word of God. Now, you have to be committed to go through what the Word of God tells you to do and how we walk through the steps. Counseling is a process, and there's healing at the end of it, but there has to be remorse, reaction, reconciliation, and restoration. I know that marriages are the same way. We can help. Now, I will minister to couples or men. Now, if there's a woman needing counseling, then I will have to counsel you with my wife or one of my sisters with us. And that's just things that our counseling bylaws through our, where I got certification through, requires. So I got to stay in the process with them. And it's a good format and a good thing. So, my friends, it's time for our scripture of the day. Oh, let me get that for us real quick. Scripture of the day. Scripture of the day. We'll find this scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:24. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. You're like, I never knew there was any Thessalonians. But yes, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. If you're not used to the Bible, it's in the New Testament. 5:24. Going once, going twice. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. My friends, he is faithful to whatever you start in your marriage, with your children at home, ministry, business. He is faithful to whatever you start. You must trust that you did your part, and God will do his. Trust. The third thing I want you to get from this scripture, that he knows where you are and what you started. He knows where you are and what you started. You can't start anything without God knowing. And the same thing goes in relationships, my friend. The same thing goes in relationships. You can't start a relationship with anyone besides your wife or your husband that God don't know about it. And will expose it. He will expose. He knows and he will expose. Remember what the scriptures say, that the devil's season is only for a season. And I have to look up, before I reference the scripture, my mother always repeats it. I'm going to have to go find it, because not that she's off or anything, but she doesn't quite reference the scriptures, and I'll be nice. I'll be nice, like they need to be. I don't want to hear this at the end of the day. And I'm playing a lot of sound effects. It's Friday. I'm just playing around, friends. It's Friday. I don't want to hear this if I keep talking on that way about my mama. Kind of scary, my friends. But that was the scripture of the day. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Amen. Amen, my friends. Amen. Well, it's almost time for us to get out of here. Gonna enjoy our weekend. I'm hoping that you enjoy the show, that you got some information, that you understood some of the stuff we're talking about. I know you understand it. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, but did you really get it deep in your heart? We didn't use our bell today, but that's okay. We don't have to use the bell every day. I just need an excuse to play. My wife said when I got these sound effects that she's like, oh boy, because I'm just playing around and pressing these buttons and getting them going. But I am going to fix some of the stuff on the sound effects, because I'm noticing that they're not everything we want to have on them. But amen. But that was our show on relationships. And that was what we've been trying to get going, trying to make happen. I want you to know, my friends, God knows what you're going through in relationships. He knows. Like I said, I've taken you as far as I think I could on relationships, and I'm going to continue to take you further. I'm not signing off, trust me that way. I'm not signing off. I'm just saying that I'm going to start introducing some different shows and different techniques I know that a lot of stuff that I teach is deep and some is surface, so we're going to get a little bit deeper. And we're going to be able to teach you. And I think that every man and woman of God needs to go deeper in their walk and in their faith. And I know that God has good things for you. Please stay tuned on Mondays and Fridays, or listen to our rebroadcast, or listen to our archives. God has something for you at this station. He does. He does. We have some unbelievable men of God that teach the Word of God and that preach the Word of God in different ways that you may have not heard. They're anointed. Every man and woman of God on this station is anointed. I know. I hear it in their voice. Pastor Mark Fields' awesome sermon on Church Streams, he preaches strong. My pastor, David Hope, preaches strong too. Preaches good. Loving man. Preaches the Word of God. Dana Smith, very hard, anointed worker. Hard worker, very anointed. He brings out the truth, and he puts himself out there all the time with the truth of the Word of God, with what's happening in America. He makes sure about our freedoms, and he exposes lies as well. Amen. And Pastor Charles Mellett, who will be on tonight, 8 o'clock. Dana's on tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Pastor Charles on tonight at 8. Dana Smith will be on tomorrow at 8. If you need prayer, you can listen till 10:30 or so. I think his show between 10 and 10:30 tomorrow night, Central Standard Time. Dana will pray for you. If you need prayer tonight, Pastor Charles will pray for you. He'll give you a number for you to call, or you can call the station. Well, I'm a little disappointed we didn't get no phone call today, but that's okay. That's fine. We got a shy audience today. It's all right. It's all right, my friends. It's all right. Amen. Well, I think that's our whistle, my friends. I mean, time's up. I really enjoyed y'all. I pray that y'all have a beautiful, blessed weekend, and that God will bless you at your church service. Remember, I want you to stick with this station and this channel and this show. And we're going to help fix your relationships. Amen. Remember, Mondays and Fridays are relationships. Tuesdays is talking about faith. Wednesdays, we're talking about leadership. And on Thursdays, we're talking about missions and outreach. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Visit our sites. Email us, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Go to revministries.com or Revelation Ministries PO Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm going to thank everybody that has been staying and supporting our show. God bless you. ¶¶